Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
So in this episode, we're diving into how streamlining your operations, strengthening your leadership, and implementing smart strategies can help you scale with confidence and boost your bottom line. So I'm excited to introduce you to Narissa Molloy, and her company is Unshakable CEO. So thanks for joining us today, Narissa.
Thank you so much for having me, Kirsten and Jean. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you again.
Well, Narissa, I always love to ask, what led you down this path? Because your background's medical, nursing, and things like that. What led you into coaching?
You know, that's a great question to ask. Originally in nursing, as 20 years as a nurse, what we do is coach. We coach patients, we coach family members. So we are empowering and pouring into patients to help improve their lives. And so it came naturally to do the same in the coaching realm, but I never realized that the two would actually cross paths. So through my career in direct sales and MLM, I did a lot of coaching, building teams, leading training calls. And so that also applied in the nursing role and helped me climb the leadership ladder faster. And so, and then I found myself coaching other nurses, other managers, leaders, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it just came naturally. And so I just decided, hey, while I was working, I was still coaching women in their purpose as well.
I love that. And now you turn that into a business. That's amazing.
It has. It's been amazing to see how it transitioned from coaching to more consulting. So, I mean, we could talk a little bit more about that as well.
Yeah. How did you go from coaching to consulting?
You know, during the pandemic, we saw a mass exodus. So there were a lot of healthcare professionals that walked away from the hospital setting, from the bedside, and started their own business. And what I found, they were passionate. They have the expertise and skills, but they don't teach us how to run a business in nursing school. That's where I found a lot of the gaps. And so I stepped in to help a lot of entrepreneurs to bridge that gap. Because of my experience as a director, I'm running multiple departments. That's learning how departments work, hiring, firing, building teams, having teams work together, strategy, operations. So it's the same thing for the business. And a lot of people, if they don't have that leadership background, they don't know what they don't know. So it's applying that into the business model to help more entrepreneurs scale, especially the health and wellness professionals.
Yeah, it's a very different thing to be a 9-to-5 person working for someone else than it is to running your own business and being the bookkeeper and the marketing person and the salesperson and the operations person. You know, it's a lot of hats.
It is. And in nursing, we wear a lot of hats. We're the pharmacist, we're the security guard, we do everything. So the hard part is stepping into entrepreneurship and not bringing those same habits into the entrepreneurial space.
Wow. So one of the first things you talk with people about is optimizing their operations for efficiency. And we love that because we're all about SOPs and structure. So tell us a little bit about how you do that with your client.
So it starts off with a basic assessment. You know, as a nurse, the first thing, the first part of what we do is assess our patients. So I come in and assess the business and I look for the total health of your business, meaning how are you, the CEO, functioning? How are your team functioning? And also, what are your profits look like? Are you leaking or hemorrhaging profits, or are there ways that you are missing out on revenue? So by looking at the total health of the business, I look at that first. And a lot of times CEOs are burning out because, again, they're doing a little bit too much. They're involved in too much and they have to learn to delegate. And that's crucial and that's important when you are growing and scaling a business. And most times the clients that I work with, their businesses are taking off because they're smart, they're educated, they know they have a solution to provide. And so it takes off and then they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this would happen. What do I do next? I'm involved. My phone's ringing, everything. I don't have the systems. They're all over. And so it's how do we create that structure so you can operate more efficiently, just like they talk about in the hospital setting or in the corporate setting. Operational excellence, being more efficient, working smarter and not harder. That's the goal.
I love all of your healthcare references, though, all the wording that you use. And I had no idea. I had never thought about how similar it is being a nurse and being an entrepreneur. But, you know, you're talking about hemorrhaging. You're talking about healthcare. You're talking about, you know, taking care and what's the health of your business. So I love that. You can see where those skills transition to both.
So say when it comes to operations, what do you feel feel like it's the biggest challenge when someone's new to business, like you said, they've taken off? Is it just like lack of knowledge or resistance? Because I feel like, again, like we wear so many hats, but we don't always know what those hats are, right? So when you're working with someone new, what do you feel like is the biggest challenge for them personally?
I think the biggest challenge is that they don't know that they don't know. So they don't even know that there's a way that they can operate better because they're so buried in it. And a lot of times they have to slow down in order to speed up. The hard part is getting them to slow down and just understanding that you're not going to miss out. You're going to be able to have so much more if you can just slow down in this season to put the key pieces in place that can take you out of the daily running so that you can focus more on business growth. So I think the hardest part is getting them to slow down and see this is, once you do this, this is the return that you can see. And most times it's not always revenue up front. It's really about the clarity and the time up front. And then you'll see the revenue start to catch up because you've put these processes and people in place to assist you.
I was going to say, we can totally relate to that. We feel like us entrepreneurs are all ADD brains. You know, we're in so many different places, but Kirsten has a rule. And I don't know if you made this up or if it came from somewhere. If you do something and it has at least 3 steps and you do it at least 3 times, it needs to have a system.
I wish I could take credit for it, but it was not me. I heard it somewhere else. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. If you do a task 3 times, it has more than 3 steps. You have to document it to be ready to delegate it. And I think that's so powerful. And again, it's just taking that time to document things, which again, we're usually so busy, it's the last thing we want to do.
Absolutely. And so then I show my clients, what's the fastest way that you can document? What are some simple ways that you can document? Can you just speak to your Google Drive? Can you speak in your phone? Can you just talk through the process and have someone transcribe it? There's simple ways to do it where you don't feel like, oh my God, I have to take the time to just write this process and make it neat and format it. No, right. Just get it out your head.
I love that. So the next thing you work on with everyone is leadership and building their team.
Yes, that is so important because we've all had instances in our lives, I'm sure, where we didn't have a great leader, didn't have a great supervisor, a manager. And so in business, it's so important to understand that if you're growing and scaling, it's not just you bring people in, you give them assignment, and you expect them to just deliver. There has to be some leadership components. You have to lead, manage, supervise. And the key is not being a micromanager, but knowing how to delegate and build that trust with your team, giving them the autonomy, knowing how to release. A lot of times I hear entrepreneurs say, I need a clone, or, you know, they can't do it like me. You don't want them to do it like you. You want them to step up and own the task and use their skills and gifts to exceed and take it to the next level. And you have to trust that they're going to do that. But what does that look like? How do you build that trust? How do you know who to hire? So all of that is part of leadership. And if you do not have the leadership capabilities, you either need to make sure you have someone that can guide you in that process or hire someone that has those capabilities. You hire for your weaknesses, not your strengths. Leadership is so important. I've loved leadership. I've been a leader for so long in the healthcare space. And it's just amazing, again, how it translates into the business world, especially for scaling. And ultimately, if you look at any place that you've ever worked, a hospital, corporate, you know, there's a leadership structure. You know, there's policy, there's onboarding, there's all these things that we see and take for granted, like, oh man, another orientation. You have to really think about, that's what makes the business successful. So you have to just rip off and duplicate in your own business.
You're preaching to the choir. I can see Kirsten over there going, yeah, because she said, you know, we have a lot of people who decide to outsource, which is what we help them with. But sometimes they don't recognize that they also need to manage those people. They need to help them understand why they're doing things and how to do them more efficiently. Not micromanaging, like you said, but encouraging them and meeting with them regularly to answer their questions, to help them be the best that they can be and be the best for the team that they can be.
I love, because Jeannie is the queen of documenting processes. Like, creating an SOP is her jam, right? And then it's awesome because we kind of come at it from different angles. So usually by the time we've created something and it's been worked through a few times, it's spot on. But I love the concept that we lead people and we manage tasks. And that's where I think standard operating procedures, project management software, things like that allow you to be the leader because you have processes to manage the task and to talk about what's getting done and what's not getting done and how to coach people on improving and things like that. So it kind of takes a lot of the guesswork out of it when you have everything very well documented.
It does. And the problem is a lot of CEOs are leading people and managing the tasks. And so it's incorporating like the systems, like you said, that can help manage the tasks so they can lead more effectively and not burn out trying to do it all.
Yeah, you're definitely our people, right? Everything you're talking about is what we talk about like so often with our clients with outsourcing. So then you talk about profitability, because these really are foundational things to building a profitable business. You know, documenting how you do things, learning how to hire the right people and stepping into that leadership role. And then that is the foundation that you help people really build profit from, right?
Absolutely. Because for example, I have one client, we started tracking KPIs, key performance indicators. So every month we know how many patients are booking, how many are you seeing? How is the billing? What's the turnaround? What is left over at the end of the month to be billed? And also scheduling, all of those key things. And so when I had my last meeting with her, I said, this week you went down in numbers. What happened? She said, we had a lot of cancellations. So I told her, this is where you have to make sure that your scheduler is reaching out to reschedule patients to fill in your calendar. You shouldn't have a week where it's a lull in patients and it's okay, because this is what you'll see, but you have to be proactive versus reactive. So it's things like that, looking for ways that you can look for any gaps in your revenue, any holes, or is your person really delivering? Are you tracking their hours? Again, you don't want to micromanage, but you still want to be in lean and fiscal with your revenue too. So there's other ways, even if you have a brick and mortar, sometimes people don't think about the location. Time-wise, if you have certain, for example, like if your printer or copy machine is in one part of your office and then your team is in another side, how much time are they wasting going back and forth? Are you printing instead of downloading, or, you know, e-fax, those type of things? All of those are ways that you can cut revenue and increase profit. So we look at all of that in the business as well.
Yeah, I also like to think about, well, Jeannie and I talk a lot about when we spend money, either needs to be in the column that is, we expect to have an ROI on this. We're spending money to make money, or we're spending money to save time, to earn more time back, because time is our most valuable asset. So whether that's automating or delegating, you know, moving things off of our plate. And then I hate to say it, but if it isn't money or time, almost everything else falls into a category that could almost be listed as a want. You know, it's hard because we were talking about just the concept of going to a conference, and that's very important. You're seeking knowledge or taking another class or online course or whatever. Those things are all so important, but at the same time, one, it's costing money, it's taking time. And then you have to really look at it. How am I going to get money back out of this? What am I going to do to hold myself accountable to find ways to take this knowledge from this conference or these connections that I make and turn them into something? And so I love when you're talking about looking weekly at people's numbers and their appointments and their revenue. It's getting them to really dial that every little thing that you do needs to contribute to either making you money or freeing up your time. And then everything else outside of that, you know, is questionable.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And same thing with bringing on team members. You have to look at their roles and what are they doing? Like you said, are they going to add to the bottom line or give me time back to add to the bottom line? So same thing. I love that.
Yeah. And you have to remember, when you outsource or when you hire, you don't necessarily have to do it 40 hours a week. Right. You know, every week can be, you know, if you need somebody for 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week, there are people out there who will do that for you just to get that particular task off of your plate. And it might be something they love doing and they're really good at.
Absolutely. I always say you can start small, just like you mentioned, 5 hours a week, 10 hours a month. And it doesn't break the bank, but it can definitely take a lot off your plate, and you can focus on your genius zone and that person can focus on theirs and get a lot more done in that same amount of time that you can.
This has been amazing. How can people reach out to you if they want to work with you or learn more from you? How can they reach out to you?
Well, I'm on all social media as Narissa Malloy. So you can definitely find me there. LinkedIn is my jam. I love LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram at too, or you can just email me info@narissamalloy.com and let me know how we can support you in your operational growth, any strategies, supports. We offer so many different ways to support our clients, do clarity sessions all the way through coming in and taking over your operation. So we're here to help you and support you in your expansion role goals.
This has been fantastic. You are a wealth of information. We love everything that you do, the structure, the KPIs, all of that stuff. And I know that you're helping so many people. So we will put your contact information in the show notes. Make sure people can find you. And thank you so much for joining us today and sharing some of your expertise.
Thank you so much, Jean and Kristen. I appreciate it. Have an amazing day. And thank you everyone for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.